is what I will do is I will send just the audio to that transmission, not the questions and answers, but just the audio part. I separated the recording. So I'm going to email that to each of you so that, and you've got the clear audio because it didn't break up on the recorder. So this way you will have access to that, just that portion. I'll just email that to each of you. And that will solve the problem so you can listen to it again.
Great. I did have a question, but it completely went out of my head.
Okay. Okay, so I'm going to move on. What I can do, sweetie, is I'll move on to Otto, and I'll go around.
I don't need to have a question.
Oh, you don't need to have a question. Okay.
I don't.
All right, sweetie. All right, sweetie. And say your first name.
Avril.
And say it one more time.
Avril.
All right, one moment, sweetheart. Okay, I'm going to have you do that one more time and say your first name again.
Avril.
And say it one more time.
Avril.
And say it one more time.
Avril.
There's this energy trying to come through, and I'm not sure why I'm having trouble picking it up. But that's kind of funny because, I guess Zoom was having trouble picking up the connection today. I'm having trouble picking up this connection. How interesting. But give me a second. I'm going to figure it out. Give me one second. I'm just going to go a little higher in frequency and see if that helps. And say your name one more time, sweetie.
Avril.
And say it one more time.
Avril.
Yeah, I'm still not able to pick it up for some reason. So if you have the time, I'm just going to answer everyone else and then I'll come back. I do feel like someone's trying to come through with a message and I'm just not getting it yet. So I'm going to ask the masters to help me reach it. Help me reach it. All right, so we're going to move on to Greg, who's meditating. Hi, Greg.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. How can we help you today?
Well, I just thought it'd be good to connect in for the new year, and just a little clarity on my focus. But, a lot going on, but just thought it'd be nice to connect in and refocus.
Okay. And say your first name, huh?
Gregory.
And say it one more time.
Greg.
And say it one more time.
Greg.
Thank you. Greg, say it one more time, sweetie. And Greg, say your name one more time. Oh, okay, thank you.
Greg?
No, I got it. Okay, so you have some wonderful, you have some wonderful opportunities that are available to you, and I feel very strongly, I know I've said this to you before, but yet it's still true. I feel very strongly that you have some superb, and I do mean superb, superb master guidance working with you. So here's the deal. They're saying it's time to get out of your head. And I say this with love, and I could say this to myself as well, but they're saying it's time to get out of your head and move into your heart. Because they're saying what happens is you have a tendency to, how do I say this? Like problem solve something, as if it's like a scientific problem, you know, where you have to use the intelligence, you have to use the mind. Well, you know, logically, I should do this, this, and this. And then, so what happens is, they're saying you kind of lose the telephone line or connection to, this master consciousness that's really working with you. And is very activated. I don't know what you did, but you engaged in some type of practices somewhere along the line that really amplified your connections, amplified your ability to really hear from spirit. And it's almost like you went through some kind of process where you turned over your divine will to the higher purpose. A really beautiful I don't know what kind of practice you did, but you did it and you opened up. And so, and I'm getting chills when I say this. So basically spirit said, yes, you know, we accept your proposal. We would love to work through you and stream through you and all this. So everything's like good to go, fantastic. And so what happens is, because, you know, we're, also three-dimensional beings, or so we play, you know, on TV, it's very easy for us to get caught up and then going back to mind for counsel, to going back to mind, to trying to figure things out by mind. So let me just give you like a really quick example. So if you're trying to figure out if you should do if I want to do like another online group and I'm trying to figure it out, should I do another online group? What day should I do an online group? And I'm doing it all from lower consciousness. I'm using that intellect. Whereas if I simply work from, not even work, but if I simply go within my heart and I open up to like the vast expansive awareness that I am and come from a place, they don't like those words, attuned to the highest purpose of serving, like the vibration of love is the only way I can say this. Like everything suddenly is going to unfold and they're saying really quite rapidly. So I know these are just words and it's so frustrating because, you know, if I listen to this recording again, I'll be like, oh my God, you know, it's so frustrating to hear. And then yet, how do you do that? How do you perform that miracle of being in the spiritual flow? But they're saying that you're being guided to learn how to do that and to master that and to really live in that place, because that in fact is like your key that's going to be taking you to, they're saying, like a new country, and I don't know if it's like a literal country or just like a new opportunity. So in other words, it's moving into the highest, and I'm getting the chills when I'm saying this to you, moving into to the highest vibration and residing there. And really, oh goodness, how do I say this? It's tricky, but they're saying it's your time to master this. You know, to really draw, I'm gonna say it this way. Like if I had like a list of linear concerns, linear questions, to drop trying to figure out the answers to those questions, that's what I wanna say. To drop that and to know, as I attune to my highest vibration and my highest purpose, that all of that information that I'm seeking will just spontaneously arrive. So it's not about trying to tease it out or pull it out from mind. More so it's to travel, like they're saying, to stop traveling in the darkness, to come into the light. Here's what I want to say to you. I feel like you're finding your way to your jet. In other words, like I'm looking at like a jet plane and you're walking around the hangar or wherever this jet plane is kept. And you're kind of like walking around. I see you. You're saying hi to people, like you're talking to the mechanic, you're getting a cup of coffee or whatever you're doing. So you haven't gotten into your jet yet, but you're at the hangar. You're at like the place where they keep the jet. Once you get into that jet, which means that like once you attune to that vibration, which I feel like you're already there. Like I'm looking at you like in another higher dimension of Greg. You're already there. You're gonna take off. You have this, I don't know what it is, Greg, this divine calling. You have this divine calling. And it's sitting there waiting for you. It's sitting there waiting for you. So it's about raising the vibration. The other thing that will help you, they're saying, is to attune to the present versus mind. So an exercise, and you may even teach this in your whatever you do, but the more that you can be in the present moment, and so when you notice your thoughts, the thoughts, but to keep coming back to the present, you may lose me because it says my internet's unstable, but it is recorded. The more you can come back to just being in the present moment, you're going to hear that holy awareness. You're going to hear that holy guidance because you have this connection. It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful connection. And so it's almost like spirit's talking to you and then you start following mind. So they're saying the more that you simply stay in the present, keep coming back to the present, the faster this acceleration program that they're saying is due you, is going to really amplify your vibration is how it feels to me. Amplify your vibration. And it's that amplified vibration that's somehow going to take you to where it is you're headed. It's really good. It is about, I'll leave you with this, it is about kind of letting go of some of your old ways, letting go of some of your old patterns. And I don't even feel like I have to say anything about it because I really feel very strongly that you're being guided and you're being led and shown. It's really like you don't need a brick to fall on your head. It's going to be so easy. I mean, I just feel like your guidance system is so close to you right now. It's so very, very good. So I hope that helps. Do you have any questions regarding
yes,
that?
Thank you.
Okay. Do you have any questions regarding that?
You kind of described my conundrum. I've been trying to put together this workshop for massage therapists for continuing education, using the knowledge I've gained with the Qigong. But I've been kind of working on this for like a couple of years, and I just can't seem to find the way to get all the finances to connect, because it's a lot of money. It costs a lot of money to advertise, so we're talking a few thousand dollars, And I'm like, I'm afraid to let go of what I have, because I don't know how it's, I haven't quite figured out how it's all going to work out.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
And yes, and say your name.
And that's my conundrum. I'm stuck in that thing, and I'm trying to figure out how do I get out of that and just with faith go forward. But at the same time, there's still that thing like, I don't want to blow this up, what money I do have. You know what I mean?
Okay. So here's what they're saying. It's about releasing exactly what I just said. How funny. Stop trying to figure it out for mind. So in other words, it's not you trying to offer this program for continuing education. It's spirit trying to bring this healing modality to all these massage therapists so that everyone is benefited from the Qigong experience, awareness, knowledge base. So in other words, it's actually spirit's job to figure out the money problem. Does that make sense? Because it's really spirit that's wanting to increase the vibration of humanity. And so if your program gets out, it's increasing the vibration of humanity. So as you understand that you're simply the channel, you're the cog, and there's something much greater working through you, you will get out of the way is what it is. So what I strongly feel is that you're still trying to figure it all from mind as opposed to opening up and be a channel. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. It's really I'll leave you with this. It's like, it seems like it's so far away, but it's simply a little turn. It's a little twist in how you're working with these energies. Because remember, it's almost like you're in the process of doing the Qigong in order to open up the energies of the Qigong for others. So in other words, how to be in the flow, how to not have resistance, how to just understand that you're really just the channel for this information getting out to everybody. And so when you come from that vibration, and again, getting out of mind, and so that practice of staying in the present, when you notice you're on the thought train, go back to the present, that will help you open up to the information that's trying to come through.
Great.
Okay. All right, I'll leave you with that. You're welcome. Otto, are you there, hon? Yes, he is. No, it's cold where he is. How can we help you?
Well, I don't know. Just tell me what I need to know.
And say your first name.
Something cool.
Something cool,
Otto.
Did you say? Something cool. Okay, hold on one moment, please.
Something really helpful to speed up my process.
And say your first name?
Otto.
And say it one more time?
Otto.
And say it one more time?
Otto.
Thank you. You may not like my answer, but nevertheless, it has to do with a little bit more of discipline and kind of towing the line. And the only way I can describe this to you is what they're showing me, you're gonna laugh, but they're showing me an Oreo cookie. And an Oreo cookie, like when I used to eat them, I used to like the double stuff because it has a lot more of that white stuff in the middle. And they're saying that that's what you're doing. Like you're opening up like the two chocolate parts and you're just eating all the filler. You're eating all the cream in the middle. And so if you just eat all the cream all day long, you know, you're gonna get a tummy ache. So that the idea is to press forward in faith, with faith, making, you know, use of all the tools, all the recommendations, all the insights, all the spiritual power that's flowing through you to accomplish your goals. You know, the only way I can explain this, I'll explain it this way, and I'm just going to tell on myself. So there are some days where I'm being, a bit lazy, So what I'll do in the morning is, you know, I'll sit and I'll start channeling for myself, which I do every morning. But, you know, now the hours are going by and I have other things to do. I have to take care of my physical body. I have to take care of mail messages. I have to take care of laundry and dishes and everything else. But here I am still channeling because I can channel. You know, we've all figured that one out. And but the problem is, as good as channeling is, it's there to help us then accomplish, to, it's there to help us then use the spiritual energy and guidance to create, to move forward. And so there has to be a balance. And so that was the message in terms of showing me the Oreo cookie, that it's not all about eating the white, the middle, like the really creamy, sugary part. It's about, you know, having a complement the chocolate halves. And I know that's a weird analogy because it's still chocolate, but you get the point. You know, like it's a balance. It's the balance of receiving the information and then putting it into good practice. So I hope that helps.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, it does.
Perfect. Perfect. All right. Good to see you. Hey, Mitzi.
Thank
you. You're welcome. Okay, you're still muted is what it is. So if you go to the bottom left, you can unmute yourself. You muted it, so I don't hear you yet. I see you, you look very pretty, but I don't hear you yet. So take your time, just go to the bottom left part of the screen and you'll see where to unmute. She doesn't see it yet. Okay, take your time. If you take your little cursor or whatever, I don't know what it looks like on yours, my totally bottom left corner is where I can mute and unmute. Not yet? Okay, she goes, okay. You can type, you can go into chat. She's frustrated. You can go into chat. She wants me to see. I lost the pic. Oh, okay, but you can hear me, obviously. So you can write me a question and I'll just tell you the answer. You don't need to see me. You know what I look like. I still look the same. My hair's wet today because I just showered. just write me a question. You don't have a question, so you just want me to tune in. Okay. Yes? Okay. You're so funny. Okay, one moment. All right, you're just waiting for me. Okay, I didn't know if you're writing a question. All right, one moment. Okay, so here's your message. I'm assuming you can hear me. If not, I can send this to you. Your message is you already have everything that you need to accomplish everything you need to accomplish. So in other words, my strong feeling is that you're doing a great job, despite how you may be feeling. You know, you may, you know, like on a personal level, you would maybe want to call me and just complain or be frustrated or whatever. And that's like, they're saying those are like the human emotions. And it just is what it is. But that in the bigger picture, you're well on your way. You're well on your way. You're merging with higher consciousness. You're merging with truth. You're taking responsibility for your own game plan, for your own consciousness, for your own being. And you're merging with, well, she's gone, but I'm going to keep talking to get this recorded for her. You're merging, really, they're saying, with your destiny. So it's about really doing the work, plugging away, making good use of all your resources. And the time will come when you will have like the liberation. In other words, you'll see your destiny a lot clearer. Right now it's not clear because, you know, it's sort of like if you're in a tunnel or you're climbing a mountain, you can't see the top, you can't see the end of the tunnel. But as you keep moving forward, you're growing, you know, you're strengthening your abilities, you're strengthening your path and you're making headway towards your goal. So give me one more second so I can tune in. I feel like, you know, it's as if you were climbing a mountain and you're halfway. And you're like, you know, what am I doing? Da da da. You know, some days I get cold, some days I get tired. One day I even threw up, you know, and it's like, you know? And so it's like I'm coming by on a plane and I'm looking at you and I can see like the aerial view. I can see like the bigger picture of it. And, you know, what, you know, Spirit is here to report is that, yes, you know, when you climb a mountain, it does get tiring. You know, you do have to deal with the elements. And unexpected occurrences, things like that. But all in all, you're really right on target. You're right on, you know, you're making really good progress. And it's really about walking it out. So it's like one foot in front of the other. And to keep availing yourself of all the resources that you do have. You're learning a lot right now. You're learning about yourself. You're learning about really what it takes to bring back like self-reliance. There's something very important that you're learning about self-reliance that was lacking previously. You had, how do I say this? You had this tendency to feel like you had to keep searching. In other words, everybody else knows what they're doing and I don't know why, but somehow I arrived and I don't. So what you're teaching yourself is that that's actually false. That as you kind of hunker down and look within, because, you know, almost like, okay, we're in desperate times. I have nothing else to do. I have nowhere else to go. What you're finding is, you know, it's like, you know, I'm a lamp onto my own feet. Like, in other words, all the resources really are right within me and I'm kind of I'm cooking. I do feel like you have tremendous spiritual guidance and support, so you're never going to be without. I don't know how else to explain it. Like, no matter what your fears are, I hear fears. So what they're saying is, no matter what your fears are, I keep seeing like a cushion being provided, and I'm watching you like go up in the air. And you come down and you land and you're worried, like, am I gonna go splat? And I'm watching Spirit like move this mattress looking thing, and no matter where you fall, they keep pushing a mattress underneath your fall so you land on cushioning. I feel like you are spiritually protected in this lifetime despite your concerns, and they're asking you to relax about that because you just feel like you're gonna be, I don't want to use a bad term on recording, but like basically without resources. And they're saying that will never happen to you. That will never happen to you. You're karmically provided for. So it's more so about relearning. This is a little bit of re-education, re-instruction to really define who you are. That's been missing. The connection's saying unstable again, so in case you lose this, I'll send this to you. But it's about defining who you are, and that's been the riddle that you are mastering right now. There has been a little bit of avoidance up to this time in this area, but that they're saying you're really sinking your teeth into it now, and really doing a great job. You're going to come up smelling like roses. At the end of the day, you're going to come up smelling like roses. So it really is about making best use of the resources. It's almost like, I'll say it this way, not that you're in these circumstances, though you may feel that way. They're showing me like sort of like this one of those reality shows where it's like survival or something. And they have to make use of the resources they have, period, end of the story. And that's basically what you're doing. You're making the best use of the resources that you do have, that you do know about, and learning kind of like learning just how capable you truly are. That is very important. That's very important because you've got mastery consciousness, and how do I say this? Like what you're doing is sort of like they're showing me like a road that was closed. You know, like when sometimes you're driving and it's like you got these signs and it's like blocked, closed, whatever. And so what you're doing is kind of like you're carving the path so that road can be opened again. And somehow everything that you're doing is going to provide you with the gift of, and I'm seeing this, looking at these doors, they look beautiful, like old time, medieval times, whatever. And it's bringing you to a door that when the door will open, it's like that's when, not your secrets will be revealed, but information will be revealed to you that has been a puzzlement to you about some of your gifts and your lineage. So it's about, really, I know this may sound frustrating, but from a big spiritual perspective, you're actually right where you're supposed to be, doing what you're supposed to be doing, learning what you're supposed to be learning.
Can I ask a question?
Oh, I can hear you. Yes.
Yeah, I lost most of the thing, so please.
Okay.
So, but will I eventually go back to Spain?
They're saying you don't have to. You don't have to.
What if I want to?
And say your first name?
Mitzi.
And say it one more time?
Mitzi.
And say it one more time?
Mitzi.
And say it one more time?
Mitzi.
With Avril's permission, give me one quick second. I'm going to find some cards that I had up here. Hold on one second, guys. Record this. So my favorite cards to use are MIA. So I guess you do go because they're gone. So I'm guessing you'll be gone too. Yeah, I don't know where they. I just used them yesterday for a client. Nevertheless, we'll use these. How funny! Where did they go? House is just not that big. All right.
Mercury retrograde.
So one moment. And say your name for me.
Mitzi.
You will go abroad. The question is, are you going to live abroad?
Or end up abroad.
And say your name one more time.
Mitzi.
The masters are not always good in wanting to give me any kind of psychic predictions. This one set of cards gives me the best guidance, and I can't find them. Hold on one second. Yeah, I don't have an answer for you right now. I'm not sure why. I also feel like there's no accident those cards are missing. It's weird.
Maybe it's not going to be for the time being or near future.
And say your name one more time, honey.
Mitzi.
I keep hearing you have lessons to learn. almost like trust the process. Like you'll figure it out when you get there. You'll figure it out when you get there. So in other words, everything you need, here's how it feels to me, and I keep getting confirmation on this. Everything you need to know when you need to make that decision will be right at your fingertips.
Okay.
Like, it's not going to be a concern when you have, when the time comes.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's how it feels to me. Okay, Miss Avril, let me see if I can bring that forward. And say your name again, sweetheart.
Avril.
And say it one more time.
Avril.
And say it one more time.
Avril.
I'm going to start babbling and see if this can help me bring it through. I feel like you have guests. And when I say guests, I mean like those from your lineage. So relatives, I don't know who, aunts, uncles, grandmas. You've got relatives that are by your side. Helping you is how it feels to me. I like almost like if you know you've got Thanksgiving dinner. Well, you don't have Thanksgiving there, but if you have like a holiday dinner, and you know the room gets full because all the relatives pile in. I feel like you've got support from specifically relatives that are doing their part to help you and support you. And to make your path smooth, make it easy. I really feel like it's almost like a tribal effort in terms of, you know, almost like they're saying, okay, we've got to pitch in and do what's right to help her. That's how it feels to me. It's good. It's very, very good. They're trying to say something. To be honest, I'm just not getting... I'm just not getting the exact words, but it basically is the message of, you know, we've got your back is how it feels to me. You know, like don't, here's what they want to say to you. Like, don't feel like you're doing this alone. Don't feel like you've been abandoned or you're all alone. That you've got like ample resources and spirit that are helping you, guiding you, working with you. Okay, so that's the first message. And the energy is really strong. I mean, really strong. Like if someone was clairvoyant, they would be like, oh, look at her and look at him and whatever. I mean, they're right there with you is how it feels to me. But let me see what else I can bring forth. And say your name again, please.
Avril.
And say it one more time.
Avril.
And say it one more time, sweetie. Gosh, now I'm back to that original message. Avril, say your name one more time, honey.
Avril.
Sort of like, I get this. Spirit's trying to help you accomplish something. There's just a lot of... I get this. It almost like the energy feels, now I understand why you've got all these relatives around. It almost feels like mission control, you know, like if you're trying to get a ship out into space or whatever, you know, you've got the astronauts, but then you've got all these like little worker bees that are busy helping, supporting, guiding, blah, 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 like that kind of stuff. And I just feel like, they're saying now's the time. I don't know if there's something you're trying to accomplish. Is there like a specific goal that's going on right now?
Well, it's the book. That's the specific goal, writing the book.
And are you writing it?
I have written a bit, but not since Christmas because I had relatives stay. And it knocked me out of a bit of a routine. I'm back into my meditation and exercise, but back into writing.
All right, let me see if that's what is going on here. And say your name again.
Avril.
And say it one more time.
Avril.
I feel like it has to do, yeah, it's, it has to do with you believing in yourself again. Someone kind of, or some energy or something, kind of, how do I say this? Kind of like took you off your game a little bit, made you not as sure, not as confident or whatever. So they're saying, you know, just vacuum that fear away. Because it's not real. It's not real. It almost just feels like, it almost feels like there was a storm and you just happened to be at the wrong place at the wrong time. And so your bonnet got knocked down and, you know, your groceries got tossed on the street or whatever. And so it's a little bit like what you're saying. You know, it's like you're kind of reacquainting yourself with who you are and your truth and your abilities. And then you're going to be good to go. And say your name one more time, honey.
Avril.
Yeah, that's how it feels to me. Like, allow spirit to serve you and to guide you, to visualize success. Like, in other words, use, like, visualization would be really, really, really helpful for you right now. To see the book written, like, you know, see the book written, see your name on it, see the publisher, see, you know, even like interviews, if you want, like a radio or bookstores, whatever, to really like to visualize success, act as if, know that the outcome is assured. And so what that will do is kind of like, oh God, what's the expression? Kind of like pull you up from the bootstraps kind of thing. Like, in other words, kind of solidify yourself in the position of authority. Because right now, it's your chair. So like the chair you would sit in and write at, it's your chair. But energetically, there's this little push and pull of getting you back in anchored in that chair, as if like this is your chair, this is your domain, this is like why you're here on earth, this is like one of the things for you to accomplish. So everything I just said would be very, very helpful for you to remind yourself that this is part of your life journey, this is part of your mission. It'll give you back your sense of authority over it and your confidence. You know, you can just come from that place. You know, it's so funny. I don't know where people say this from, but you know, you can go to, you can spend $20,000 on a management program, and or you can simply start acting as if. And so when you start acting as if, before you know it, you know, you're back in the saddle again kind of thing. But that's what is needed. And that's where I feel all this spiritual support right now is behind you and guiding you. They want you to release the energy of doubt, release the energy of fear, release the, you know, and just call an Archangel Michael and just cut those cords, baby. And then really just let it rip. And here's what they want to say to you. You know what you're doing. You know what you're doing. And to trust that. They're also saying, for whatever reason, to call on Archangel Raphael for healing. There's some kind of healing that Spirit can help you with. So to call on Archangel Raphael to help you with that. And so it's just a little bit, you know, it's so funny. Their message to you was your message to me. So when you said I kind of got off things for a little bit, so exactly, that's exactly right. Now it's back to becoming very firmly established in knowing who you are, what your purpose is, and to really know it's your destiny. You know, it's a little bit like Star Wars. You know, it's like, I forget which one, but it's like, this is your destiny, Luke. This is your destiny. It's your destiny. It really, really, really is. And so when you realize that and you remember that, you'll be good to go.
Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. Okay, so it has been quite a whirlwind, yes? In other words, we are introducing concepts that are being integrated. You'll be working with the energy that has been provided for each of you. As you own it, as you embody it, so shall it become you, and so shall its usefulness be revealed. Until next time, we remain. Namaste.